Tonight, there are concerns about homegrown terror in this country, what appears to be a growing number of Americans looking to join the terror group ISIS. The latest case involves a Philadelphia mother of two. NBC's Ron Allen has our report.
Kiana Thomas stood in court, only her eyes visible. The 30-year-old Philadelphia mother of two, accused of planning to travel to Turkey, then Syria, willing to fight and die for ISIS. That would be amazing. A girl can only wish, she allegedly messaged an ISIS fighter. Thomas, whose home displayed American flags, had purchased an airline ticket days before her arrest, according to prosecutors. But now she's among at least 25 Americans charged with supporting ISIS.
How dangerous is what we've been seeing, do you think?
I think that it's, you can't answer that question, how dangerous it is. I would say that there's a heightened level of attention by the authorities. I think what they're really trying to say is there's a danger and we're paying attention to it.
Earlier in the week, Noel Valences, 28, and Asia Siddiqui, 31, faced a New York judge, the two women accused of plotting to build bombs in the U.S. Court documents say Valences told an undercover FBI agent she didn't understand why people were traveling overseas to wage jihad when there were more opportunities of pleasing Allah in the United States.
It's a scary feeling. Yeah, especially when you have children, it's a scary feeling.
Court papers say their homes contain gas tanks, a pressure cooker, recipes for bomb making, and that Valences had been obsessed with pressure cookers since the Boston Marathon attacks in 2013.
I know it's a serious case, but we're going to fight it out in court.
Thursday, authorities indicted an Army National Guard soldier and his cousin for allegedly supporting ISIS. Guard Specialist Hassan Edmonds arrested as he was about to board a plane from Chicago bound for the Middle East. And Jonas Edmonds, accused of planning to attack a military facility using his cousin's uniform as a disguise. Relatives have spoken out against the allegations. As the U.S.-led coalition launched more airstrikes against ISIS today, the battle continues against new recruits here at home. Ron Allen, NBC News, New York.